The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is open right now. If you want to place an order, Power Hour J, Power Mall J, call her whatever you want, but just don't call her Ray, or you remember that? You can call me Jay, or you can call me, no. She's there. Phone lines are open, 877-817-9829, for those of you that want to order from the Power Mall and keep us on the radio longer, so people like Eric in Missouri can have a conversation with us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, and I ordered some stuff for my new charity that Zaysan has at the child trafficking, but I was wondering, I said, well, can we just, like, buy this now and let it sit for a while until something else comes on sale and then ship it so we save on shipping? But I guess you can't work that out at this time.
Kind of hard to do.
Anyway.
We don't like products sit on the shelf. So,
gotcha.
We want to get it out there and do some good.
I was trying to find my book of knowledge that I read a few weeks ago. It's one of the older ones, and it had a picture of a flat Earth in there, kind of like off the Gleason 1892 world map. So, maybe that was such an old... Oh, you haven't looked at the Gleason 1892 world map?
No, that's a new one. Let me write that down here. Gleason has a map out of the flat world. Okay.
Well, his is old, so it'd be an antique if you could come on to one. But I think they got reproductions of it. But they had explorers in the 1900s. They were pretty smart men. They went all the way around the Antarctica and stuff, but they found out it was like 70,000 miles instead of 12,000 miles. So maybe we're in the Truman Show. I don't know. But I was also...
Maybe. I wonder if any of them, they never returned because they fell off. And if they did, well, gravity couldn't save them. So they were floating around like
gravity
space.
Maybe gravity is a myth, isn't it? Just mass to density, buoyancy. I mean, you put in a glass jar, different oils and water and different things, won't they all kind of separate?
Yeah, I know. See, thank God we don't have.
But how does gravity hold water on the ball? How does gravity hold water on the bottom of the globe?
I just wonder why we're not.
Well, you could
Eric,
also,
how come we're? How come we're not all filled with helium and we can float away? Instead, we're filled with oxygen.
I guess
carbon dioxide.
I guess that we suck in enough of it, maybe. But the clouds kind of hang over the Earth. That's kind of odd. If we're turning 1,000 miles an hour, those clouds are pretty. They're going that fast too, aren't they?
Yeah, if I suck in enough healing,
hey, there's a Bible verse in Psalm 104:5 says that he who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. So if somebody's a Christian and they say they make fun of us for being flat earther, I don't know that I'm a flat earther, but I haven't been up in space, so I really don't know. You can always use the Bible verses to say it's solid. But, I was going to also say that we were both enlightened with your guests yesterday about Martin Luther King, and so I guess we can't be too hard on Cal Thomas, can we?
Well, like I said, there are those who have subscribed to the mainstream media, and, maybe it's my fault, and I'm the first to admit it, that I might have vetted the book a little bit better and realized who I was dealing with. But, see, until you actually get the guest on, and you engage, you don't know what you're in for, because all of a sudden you may trip a trigger. God bless the guy. I mean, he had a good career, but a lot of people out there were looking at the situation like, geez, what rock have you been hiding under? A lot of people just subscribed to what the mainstream narrative is, and they live with it all the rest of their life. And anything that comes up against them is a challenge. They can't handle it.
But if you just have people preaching to the choir, you're not going to reach new people either. So I'm glad you did have him on, and that other guy from Fox they had on last week. But, I kind of made a point to him. And then, of course, That's not good enough. Your other caller's got to come in and get in the ring and knock them out, you know, instead of just letting it sit for a while, you know.
Well, and, you know, but, I get it, Dave. Eric. Yeah, I appreciate it. We tried to salvage, and you know, Patrice brought up the fact that I was trying to be nice to him, and I get it. We don't want to offend. I don't go out of my way to offend the guests. We don't want to do that. If you've got, you know, this is why we say, you know, we have support at thepowerhour.com, and you can put your guest commentary in there and say, I would like to hear this guest on if you can arrange it. The last person I'd want to interview on the radio is Biden or Fetterslut. I mean, those are the last people I'd want to interview because I'd get this. Good night, everybody. I couldn't get a word. You know, there would be no getting in a word edgewise because I'd be basically listening to dead air. You ask them a question and they sit there dumbfounded. So, you know, some people you just can't, you know, what do they say about getting to first base? Some people you can't even have a debate with. And I understand that. My dad was that way. You couldn't have a debate with him. He was Archie Bunker reincarnated. And it's just the way it was. And he'd be the first to admit it. And he was perfect, too. He told me that at the dinner table. When he looked at and pointed a finger at all the rest of the family and said, you're the reason I got high blood pressure. Okay. You keep eating those sunny side up eggs, Dad. And he died younger than he should have. Congestive heart failure. Imagine that. You know, children learn what they live too. And that's another problem because see, if we're going to teach your kid the way they should go, so when they get older, they won't turn away from it. Well, I guess that means as parents, we have a huge responsibility before God to make sure that our kids are brought up right. And that means teaching them the truth. But if all you know is what truth you've been told and led to believe, and this is what you're teaching your kid, and your kid has to go out later and find out it was a lie, oh my God, how's that going to work in the family unit? Mike in Indiana, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
I can't complain. Just comment on a few of these things from last week, even still. You know, Jesus said, those who use the sword shall perish with the sword. Wouldn't that explain a lot of what's going on over there?
I think it's a little bit more in depth than the simplicity of that statement. And I get it, but he also said, go out and get a sword too, you know? So obviously there was a reason. I mean, he commanded his people to go out and destroy the enemy. You know, Joshua, blow your trumpets and the walls fall. You know, I mean, he's done multiple things for those who have faith in him. But, you know, when it comes to the chosen race and all these other things that people are pontificating, this is where I think we've kind of fallen off the truth wagon, so to speak, because, you know, we're only relying on what history has taught us rather than what incarnate word says.
Yeah, I've said it like this before. It's a trick of the devil that he got the true church to focus on something other than the real kingdom and what he's done with the Jews over there, you know.
But that makes
that's just
me.
Another comment in regard to one of your guests said last week, I think he said something about, you know, decrying the murder of all the babies over there. Hamas supposedly beheaded those children and all that, whether it's true or not. You know, we weren't there. But I just would have loved to ask him whether the same thing applies to all the babies sucked out of their mother's wombs over there by Israel itself.
Wow.
You know, from the perspective of God, don't you think it's all the same?
You know what? I wish you would have called up and asked him that question. Wow.
Yep. All right. Well, I've never ever called into radio before, so it's the first time for me. So
much.
All right.
I'm glad you got your input in. That's a good thing. I know you're thinking. That's a good thing. Thanks so much. Tom in Ohio, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. You know, the earth can't be flat because if it was, the cats would have had everything knocked off of it by now.
All right.
A little more on the serious side. Yeah, have you ever noticed how whenever you see these big conferences with all these international leaders, the flags don't really look like flags behind them. They look like missiles.
Huh. I never noticed that.
Yeah. Give it a good look. They have the Israeli missiles. They have the U.S. missiles. It's just amazing. It's all visual, you know.
Sure, it's optics.
Strength, psyops, all that stuff. So,
yep.
Wow. Pretty wild stuff.
Yep. Well, and see, the thing is that, you know, the amazing thing about flags, if everybody's ever studied them, especially our flag, the history of the U.S. flag, I still have the old Betsy Ross. I still have one of those with the 13 stars and stripes. And the thing is these are battle flags. They've had them ever since, you know, time began and people were out conquering other countries, conquering their enemies. From time immemorial, everybody's had a battle flag. And they march into, you know, that identifies who the party is, who the conqueror is, seeking to conquest. So, you know, when you see these battle flags, and I mean, they're all lined up like this, it's like, oh, so that means that everybody, every country out there is going to have some sort of an army to defend itself from being conquered by somebody else. Oh, good point, though, this morning, Tom. I appreciate it.
One more thing, Dave. Watch the running. Even I'm sure you've seen the Running Man talking about propaganda.
Yep.
There you go.
Got it.
They set him up, changed the whole narrative of what happened. Show the videos on TV. Set the guy up. Yeah, you know, when that was from what, mid-'80s.
Seems to me that's probably right.
Yeah, it's gone on forever, and it's going to keep going on, and the technology is just going to make it more realistic.
That's true, given the AI stuff that's been generated of late. They're using the AI very effectively because everybody, Tom, that's in the mainstream media, I'm sure you would agree, that's replaying this stuff over and over. All they're doing is getting Americans upset. And that's by design.
Push for war, you know.
That's right. They want World War III in this country because they think they can take it over if enough of it gets destroyed. And then they're going to come in and we can build it bigger and better. Sounds almost like the bionic woman, doesn't it?
Yeah.
we can make it bigger. Yeah. Have yourself a quality day, sir. I appreciate you. Tim in Michigan, how are you?
Yesterday, about a famous picture of the Pentagon, which was very famous, was taken minutes afterwards. The black guy driving the cab has his door open. He's looking at the hole, and somebody shot a picture down there minutes after that plane hit. That's what I just wanted to clarify when I said I was there. I was there minutes after that plane hit, photographically, and there was nothing there. And getting to Sandy Hook, did kids die in Sandy Hook? Absolutely. Absolutely. But the other thing they didn't tell you, I watched the complete trial. I think his name was Wolfowitz. He had a big, long name with Wolf in it. And he was the director of safety for the schools. And he sued Sandy Hook Township, County, or whatever how they lay their area out. And he brought everybody in to testify under oath, including the people that listed permits for things to be done. FEMA was the only one that had a permit for that day, and they were operating a procedure that day right at the school. And if everybody remembers, that was being reported about the guy running in the woods that they were chasing down. Who are they chasing down in the woods? We never heard that. The other thing we never heard, that whole area was pretty depressed. That school was closed. That was a closed school. Some corporation came in and bought up all the houses that were vacant in that area, and families moved in. And what I'm just saying, if people think there are people in this world that would have kids and sacrifice them, you're nuts. And I'm saying those kids at Sandy Hook, not every one of them, but plenty of those kids were brought in to be sacrificed, and their family, the crying dads and all that stuff, were acting out what they were supposed to do. There's a lot of iffy stuff with Sandy Hook. And Alex Jones, you know, he just, no kids were killed. I think that was ridiculous, because absolutely kids were killed. And we have no problem killing kids in this country or anywhere around the world. And we act like, oh, nobody could ever go in and do something horrendous like that. It has to be a single deranged person. And it's like, no. But who was that person running in the woods? Did we ever find out who that was when they chased him down and finally got him? And when they got the kid from Sandy Hook, does everybody remember where they found him? Sitting in the back of his car. And where did they pull the rifle out of? The trunk of his car. There's pictures. I mean, they photographed all this stuff, people. They photographed. There's a picture of a FEMA sign saying, actors this way. Those aren't fake pictures. Those are pictures that they wish didn't exist.
Oh, my.
People were calling in. The 911 calls that were coming in. Hi, am I supposed to call in now? I'm one of the actors.
Oh, my God.
All that stuff. People forget all that stuff.
They sure do. They did the narrative. They created the narrative, and I get it. If this is exactly what here's the thing, when you bring this up, it all of a sudden Maui just jumps right off the page at me.
Maui because FEMA
was there. FEMA was there already. Biden even admitted it, that FEMA was already there, boots on the ground, when all of this went down. So I gotta wonder. I mean, that certainly, you turn right around and you look at what happened at Sandy Hook, and we're not saying that it didn't happen. Oh no. But see, the narrative, that's what they change in order to justify their means. And this is what bothers me, is that this kind of staging is what sets the political tone of America. And if they're willing to sacrifice kids like this,
Dave,
just like they're willing to pro-abortionists. I mean, I could pick any category where kids die. You're right on the money on that one.
One point that was brought up in the trial, and look it up, people, it was on C-SPAN. I watched it on C-SPAN, the trial at Sandy Hook. The thing that blew my mind, all that carnage in that school, do you realize there was never a contract to clean the school from the blood and the, you know, you'd have the hazmat teams had to go in there and clean that school. There wasn't one contract for a hazmat crew to go clean that school. Explain that to me.
Yeah, I wish I could. These are all things.
How does stuff like that happen?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Does everybody remember the coroner? Does everybody remember the coroner of Sandy Hook? The goofball they brought in? Go back and remind yourself of this stuff. Him giggling on TV as he explained what he was seeing. Everybody was scratching their head. Where did they get this guy? He wasn't even the coroner from the area. They brought him in from someplace.
Wow. Now, Tim, you know how many people are going to go out and start doing research, trying to find all this stuff?
Our Supreme Court judge, did a coroner look at him when he wound up dead on a bed down in Texas?
Nope.
Bingo. Bingo.
Nope. Sad,
it's a scary
true.
World we're living in. Scary
it sure
world,
is, Tim.
People. And they're killing kids left and right, and they're covering it up with other stories. Where are all those kids on the border, people? Where are they? They should be filling our schools. There should be so many kids. They aren't there.
Yeah,
where
not.
Are they?
No.
Where are they?
No,
Dave?
Where are these kids? We've heard from some ex-military cutouts that some of them were put on a plane and flown to Africa to be turned into slave labor. There's been multiple instances where, you know, we've received information. Now, is it verified? Only by word of mouth. Verification is a big problem in this country, because, you know, people like you did the research and came to and assimilated this data and said, you know what? This doesn't make sense. And you're asking the very same questions that we were all trying to ask of our guest the other day that he didn't want to answer, because he doesn't know. That's the whole point. None of this stuff was ever verified because nobody bothered to question. Now, it sounds like you've done an insane amount of research into Sandy Hook, and you probably have been doing it, you know, prior to that, because you recognize FEMA's involvement. And if this is true and the whole thing was staged, well, it was staged for a reason. And that's because they're trying to take our guns away and disarm America. But they're using the deaths of these little kids to do it. And that's wrong. You know, God help these people for all the nasty that they've done to us here in America, especially to our children. You know, you cannot put a value on a child's life, and nobody, no parent wants to lose a child before they go. No parent does. Now, the only reason, I would love to see a picture of the sign that said actors this way. Oh, dear God. Thanks for your call, Tim. Appreciate it. Man, if that's a heavy. First time I heard that one. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Those truth seekers out there. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking questions. This is why I've always said, question the narrative. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, by the way, has filed a lawsuit against Republican legislative leaders over changes they made to the State Board of Elections and County Boards of Elections, which he said violated the constitutional separation of powers clause. Senate Bill 749, which goes into effect in 2025, will remove the governor's powers to appoint members of the State Board of Elections, instead handing it over to legislative leaders. Huh. Interesting. Under the measure, a bipartisan election board is going to be established instead of a state and county boards being controlled by the party of the governor. Those boards will now have to be appointed by an equal number of Republicans and Democrats to make 8 members in total. So, wow. And of course, we're going to have round 3 of the vote trying to get Jim Jordan as speaker. Representative Bacon, Don Bacon from Nebraska. Of course, the rhinos always go on mainstream media to make their opinion known. So he shows up with Jake Tapper on the lead and say that Jordan should just withdraw from the speaker race because he will not get the votes. Why is that? You know, we're going to keep going. Do you see Jordan getting to 217 anytime soon, or do you think he will keep doing worse and worse? Bacon said, I believe he's gone. He's done. He needs to withdraw. He's going to lose more votes tomorrow. I know it. I know he's going to cross over and change. He doesn't have a pathway forward to 217. You know, it is amazing how all of these politicians, like I said earlier in the show, don't bother asking their constituents who they think would be good. No, the greedy little bastards are going to run the show the way they see fit, and they don't care what you and I and everybody else thinks that voted them into office. So maybe it's time we started thinking twice and putting Christians in office rather than these blowhards. Of course, now Ted Cruz, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he is a Kennedy, and that's one of the reasons why he needs Secret Service protections, according to Senator Ted Cruz. He's asking DHS Secretary Mayorkas Dorcas why the agency has not yet provided protection to RFK Jr. He is a presidential candidate. You should not be making decisions to deny him this. He's asked for coverage. He's asked for protection. You haven't given it to him. See, they do what they want, right? They don't care. Man, you Democratic voters should be worried about stuff like this, but you're not. Tucker Carlson's media startup got a big boost as a venture capital firm has reportedly agreed to invest $15 million into his budding business. Former Fox News primetime hosts scored a win on Monday and is an anti-woke venture capital firm are going to help him with his media startup. 1789 Capital is the name of it. According to the Wall Street Journal is reporting this. They see investment opportunities in 3 key areas, including in what they described as a parallel economy, where companies like Mr. Carlson use existing business models to reach conservative-leaning consumers. Imagine that. No more woke ESG garbage. Parallel economy. Now all you got to do, Mr. Buskirk and Mr. Malik, the two investors of 1789 Capital, is to get Mr. Carlson to stop using the word democracy. Then we'll be happy. And of course, here we go again. Share. You know the singer, Cher, aging. She's going to leave the U.S. if Trump is reelected. Well, Cher, have a nice flight. You're going to be doing the rest of us a favor. Oh, and by the way, if you missed this, Natalie Holloway, suspected killer Jaron Vandersloot, now has admitted to the crime after he extorted money from the family. Yeah, remember that back in 2010? He demanded $250,000 from Natalie Holloway's mom, Beth Holloway, in exchange for information when he knew all along he murdered the girl. Wow. Sherry in Kansas, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. You just mentioned Cher. And Sonny, he was a really good representative, in my opinion. I mean, he took some stands, and I do think he was hit. I think somebody, they put a hit out on him. But what Patrice said about the telltale sign in a shoe in the picture or something.
Right.
Remember in Wag the Dog?
Yep.
The old shoe.
Yep, the old brown shoe. Throw it over the phone line there, over the power line. And here, take these shoes and go out and throw them over all the phone lines here. So when people wake up in the morning, they see the Wag the Dog effect.
Well, and I remember hearing that when you see a pair of particularly tennis shoes or running shoes or something thrown over a power line, that means that there's a drug activity in the area. Do you remember hearing that?
I vaguely do, yeah. That was one of those things, one of those details that kind of got overlooked in the mix.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for people who representative Republican and not supporting Jim Jordan, who I think is a better candidate that they've got so far. They should look and see if their representative received any money through Sam Bankman-Fried in the last election and also any Soros money. Because
wow.
That would tell me they're a rhino.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And see, all you have to do is go to the Federal Election Commission and look up the record.
Yeah, I don't know how they, Bankman-Fried, if under what the name was that he gave money, but, you know, I can't believe they were trying to. Yeah, so anyway, that was my suggestion.
Well, now that you bring up Cher, remember Cher said she was going to leave the first time that Trump was running and she was still there?
That's what I thought, yeah. Hey, if the earth is flat, what is the end of it? Tell me where I could go to see where I can see a drop off.
I mean, can you imagine the postage sign, the direction sign that, you know, you're driving along and it says so many miles to this town. I want to see a mileage sign to the end of the earth. Don't go any further than this. And they got barricades up because you're going to fall off and God only knows what will happen to your car. Okay. Wow. We are at the break. Thanks, Sherry. Oh, it's amazing. Just, you know, we got some economic news to talk about. Some health news to talk about. More of your phone calls. It's been fun this Thursday here. We're at the break. We will be back after these important messages. The Power Mall is open. 877-817-9829. Call it and order some stuff today. Be back.
Behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from The Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are this Thursday. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us on this final segment of the Power Hour. Some interesting stuff. I was just having a conversation with my lovely wife about Tim's call. You know, Alex may have even picked up on the actor's thing, which made him wonder whether the whole thing was staged or whether it was real. That's a lot of questions. Wow. I'd like to see some pictures of that sign. Actors this way. Here's the thing. Kids were killed, and no doubt about it, it did occur, but how it occurred, that's the thing we're looking for as far as the truth goes. And if, in fact, these kids, what child in their right mind would want to die? It is entirely possible that those kids did not realize that they were going to end up being shot to death. Staged or not. Maybe it was an exercise for FEMA on how to respond to and take over a school. We don't know. I mean, look at what's been happening. Like Uvalde. I mean, why you have all these guys out in the hallway using hand sanitizers when you've got one lone shooter in there? I mean, literally, you've got 14 guys that could virtually just point a weapon at. That's 14 rounds going in him right away before he even takes a slug out. Now, why did they just stand out in the hall playing with themselves, which is virtually what they were doing? I mean, what are you going to do with that? There's only so much hand sanitizer you can use. You know, you're going to stand out in the hallway and play with yourself. They had a job to do. They failed to do it. Sandy Hook, on the other hand, if what Tim says, wow, he's done a lot of research on that. I got to hand it to you. Some of you people just really, you search this stuff out. God love you. That's first I heard of the Actors This Way sign. I would love to see that. I really would. I'm not going to get in a tirade about it. It happened. We know it happened. Alex finally admitted it happened. That was the unfortunate undoing. Trying to stay on top of these things and ask questions, that is our God-given right. So, moving along here at 36 minutes after the hour, Nokia, this is the Finnish telecom giant, 9,000 and 14,000. That's the number of jobs that are going to be cut there by the end of 2026 because the company is reporting a 20% drop in sales between July and September, blaming the demand for 5G equipment in markets such as North America. Tesla, by the way, their revenues have fallen short of predictions as Elon Musk seeks to temper expectations of his Cybertruck. Tesla shares slid nearly 5% in after-hours trading yesterday after several misses of Wall Street expectations in its third quarter earnings. The IRS, not without fault, they've launched this pilot free tax e-filing service for the 2024 season without gaining congressional authorization. Huh. How's that work? I'm sticking with my CPA. Eric in Missouri, you're back.
Yeah, sorry for so much, but I was trying to find that scripture in Isaiah, I think it's 41, where God overlooks the circle of the earth. But the name of the guy that did that security investigation for Sandy Hook was Wolfgang. And also, I think I saw a picture of these kids that they were older that supposedly were killed. They had like a little reunion. They had a little picture. I can try to find that. But no, I don't think it happened the way anybody was killed there. And as far as what holds the water on, Sherry, if you look at that world map of 1892, the Antarctica encircles all the oceans. And you got the magnetic north in the center, so you can still circumnavigate. And the sun is small and close. It circles around the top of the circle of the surface. And it doesn't really set. It just kind of goes away from you. Because if you ever driven to Dodge City, you'll know that sun just stays there forever.
You know what? I still want to see the sign that says end of the world, 5 miles.
Go to Antarctica. Well, that's not the end. It just keeps going.
No, it could go on to Antarctica.
It could go on. There could be other suns and moons out farther circling around on the flat earth.
All right.
Well,
thank
I'm trying
you,
to
Eric.
Help Brady. I mean, I haven't been in a space shuttle, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know that. I know Brady probably is just itching to call back on this, Eric. I appreciate your input. Charles in Ohio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
He just stole my thunder. I knew about that information. I remember it from where I heard it, and that was from Mr. Wolfgang on the Power Hour. He spoke about, and he wrote a book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, that they banned from Amazon, and he had quite a bit of information. He hosted the Power Hour for several shows, and he put forth his information that was very compelling, and I'd really like answer to the questions he brought up, and I don't know if he was deposed in any of those cases or not, but I don't know. He may be a guest worth having back on.
It would be, but like I said, if they've got those signs, this is the first I've heard of the Actors This Way sign. I sure would like to see what this is, because, you know, like I said, this was Alex Jones's financial undoing to pursue this, whether or not we're truth seeking or otherwise, because he stepped in it. They took him to task, and it could have been by design, because they've been after him for a long time to try to shut off the truth. They will do that. They, meaning the system, the status quo, they don't want that. They don't want the word getting out. So I appreciate it, Charles. Thanks for your input this morning. Looking at the health category here, two key factors often overlooked in immune resilience this winter. See, now we've got some stuff. I think we're, speaking of which, Charles, you're talking about Wolfgang Howe and James Fetzer. That's possible. Wolfgang Howe and James Fetzer. I just could be those two, because I know Fetzer came out with that, and we've had him on the show before. So, you know, again, this is a piece of history that I'm sure everybody would like to leave that stone unturned. And of course, us truth seekers out there are going, no, this is a classic example of government behavior and misdirection and God knows what else. I get it. I have to, if I have to live my life worrying about Sandy Hook, I got to say this. I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, but if I have to live my life worrying about what happened at Sandy Hook, I'm going to run into a wall, just like my mom did one day. We're walking down. I was a young kid. I was about 5 years old, and we're, you know, she's walking down. She's got her glasses on. She can clearly see what's going on, but no, she's got to turn down and look at me and scold me as she's walking into a cement pillar. Boom, glasses fly off, about knocked her senseless. People ran over. Are you okay? Are you okay? I said, Mom, you should be looking forward. You wouldn't have walked into that post. Forward thinking, forward looking. Ah, wow. Okay. I can't keep looking behind me. I study what's going on. What history has taught me is I can't trust the government for anything. I can't depend on the government for anything. And when the government says stuff, I have to trust it with a grain of salt. I can't. I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I think we all think that way. That's a big issue. We all trying to stay healthy. Remember they came up with the pyramid, the food pyramid back in school? Remember what we were taught? And our parents, you know, they were taught. Snake oil salesman from way back when. Here, drink this elixir. It'll cure what, you know. No. You see, that's one of the reasons why we have the power from all, is because when we're talking about staying healthy, you know, if you have problems sleeping, you take herbal Z's and use magnesium oil on the bottom of your feet. If you're having problem with blood sugar imbalance, that's why we have sugar to fiber. Circadian rhythm, that is another thing that you have to understand. Immune resilience, if you don't get enough sleep or the right kind of sleep, your circadian rhythm is off, you're going to get sick. It's part of your autoimmune situation. Sleep is important, especially the older we get. If you have chronic inflammation, we have curcumin X4000 with fenugreek at the Power Mall. Vitamin D3 and omega-3s to stop this garbage going on with your immune system. Not only the combined anti-inflammatory effect, but also stopping this COVID garbage in your system. Vitamin D3, Good Health Naturally, and Super Krill Oil. I take that Good Health Naturally product every day. We have Super Krill Oil in the house. Trust me, you know, if we didn't believe in it, we wouldn't be getting these products. And of course, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail. You want to talk about the power of glutathione for immune resilience? Folks, if you're having problems, that's why we're here. You can call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, and talk about it with somebody, people who know. Avoiding sugar is another thing. Some of us have to have, I know, you know, I like cream in my coffee. I got off of that junk creamer that's flavored and went just straight half and half. And there is a difference between the processed crap they sell at Walmart and the Land O'Lakes. I don't buy the processed crap anymore. I look for the pure stuff. Sorry, I don't have a yard big enough to have a goat. Otherwise, I'd be getting goat's milk and putting that in there instead. Unpasteurized. But again, these are things that we look at and study and analyze because we're truth seekers and we want to know the best way to stay healthy. That's why we do what we do here. We're all about solutions. Immune resilience also involves what you eat, and that's fruits and vegetables, and breaking it up, increasing the intake of low glycemic fruits and vegetables in our diet, reducing sugar consumption. Nothing like eating an apple. You know, that's an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Yeah. Not far from the truth there. Flesh-eating bacteria cases are on the rise. Vibrio vulnificus. That's like Petrifica totalis, you know. No, that is the actual name, anatomical name, Vibrio vulnificus for flesh-eating bacteria. We've got cases in New York, North Carolina, and Connecticut now, believe it or not. Wow. Fears of employee displacement happening at Amazon. That's right. Amazon is now bringing robots into the warehouses. And the humans are concerned they'll be shifted out of jobs. Well, yep. Amazon started testing a program called Digit. It's a two-legged robot that can grasp and lift items at facilities this week. Now, what do you think their employees that are in the fulfillment section, what do you think they're thinking? These guys, these little robot, this robot Digit is programmed to go and find stuff. They look at the 666, you know, all those labels. Yeah. Those little line bar lines, those barcodes. Yeah, that's how they analyze. They look at those and they go, oh, this is what I want. The device is first being used to shift empty tote boxes, and then they're going to start, as they move through this, you know, believe it or not, the chief technologist at Amazon Robotics says, although it will render some jobs redundant, deployment of robots would create new ones. Like what? Quality control? That should be interesting. The U.S. government is getting a massive amount of UFO reports. We're even getting some people writing us here at support@thepowerhour.com who say like they feel like we're getting closer and closer to an alien invasion because they're seeing dozens of reports of what they believe are UFOs up in the sky at night. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. No, they're actually seeing coordinated, like, flight patterns. You know, they're all flying in formation. Wow. Imagine if you will. Yeah, I know. We could we could do this all day and night, but hey, you saw it, right? There are people out there that actually are seeing these things. I'm not a denier. I seriously believe, and I have seen stuff that I can't explain. Up in the sky. Now, I'm not talking about the chemtrails. You see that all the time. You know, and if you've seen what's inside these planes that are spreading this garbage, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It doesn't take Dane Wigington being on the show to figure that out. Surveillance state. Now, this is important. If you care about your child, we have the top 10 rules parents need to pay attention to their kids' online safety. The comm experts, very telling information here. Not accepting requests from strangers. never sharing personal information, asking permission before downloading anything. A poll of 1,000 moms and dads with kids ages 4 to 13 found others featuring in the top 10 included only talking to real-life friends or family members and not saving any bank card details, no bank card details online, as well as never name-calling in group chats. Amazing how that works, huh? Three Florida men allegedly kidnapped the wrong guy, waterboarded him, and then took him to a strip club to look for their intended victim. Well, they're in custody, of course, because the guy they waterboarded that they took to the strip club, instead of seeking out the intended victim and bringing him out, hey, these guys out there want to talk to you. No, he called the cops. Boys, there's the old stupid is as stupid does. Yeah, you can't fix stupid, can you? In the energy and environment catalog, Alaska, a state agency there, has sued the Biden administration over canceled oil and gas leases. They're arguing the federal government's decision violates a clear congressional mandate in 2017 and a tax bill to open up the Arctic to drilling. The EPA, by the way, has ordered additional cleanup in East Palestine, Ohio. East Palestine, Palestine. You say tomato, I say tomato. Yeah. U.S. Supreme Court has declined to take on a major car dealer case that challenged a Minnesota law that would mandate auto dealers to offer more hybrid and electric vehicles. Well, they start doing that. Thank you, Governor Tim Walz, you moron. Don't you understand you're screwing with the economy? Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association, probably contributed to your campaign. You know, they don't like this emissions law known as the Clean Car Rules that you requested the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency adopt in 2021. These are going into effect in 2024 and 25 for those model year vehicles. But you have to carry more hybrid and electric vehicles. Now, what if they don't sell? You going to buy them, Tim Walz? Are you going to buy them, Governor? These people are going to go broke, these policies, and these dealerships are going to close down. People are going to be out of a job. Nobody wants to buy electric vehicles. They see what happens. Don't park them in your garage. You value your house not catching fire. Wow. Oh, yeah, this green garbage is going to be the death of all of us if we allow this to go on. As a matter of fact, the federal government has been hit with a multi-plaintiff lawsuit over these offshore wind plants in Cape May County, New Jersey. Yep. Believe it or not, all these proposals the county came up with fell on deaf ears. So they decided they were going to sue. Greta Thunberg, by the way, good news. She gets arrested for the simple offense of protesting gas and oil conference. Wow. Amazing how that works. You can read about that story in there. Under the gardening, farming, and homestead catalog, we have a column on preparedness and another one on how to pressure test yourself. Going beyond the normal prepping skills and actually test yourself, pressure test yourself on the SHTF or the World as We Know It or the End of the World as We Know It event, to just find out how much of your skill sets you've learned over the years. Have you ever pressure tested yourself doing that? Huh. Must read. In the COVID-related news, the Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers has taken another jab at vax czar Anthony Fauci as he discussed recovery from his Achilles injury. He's on the Pat McAfee Show podcast. And of course, McAfee noted some commentators are saying Rodgers is defying science with his quick recovery from the injury he got in week one of the 2023 NFL season. And of course, Fox, remember that? They were going after Fauci. And so was Rodgers talking about Mr. Pfizer, referring to Travis Kelce. And now he's saying, yep, I'm science right here. I'm disproving Fauci. Gotta love it. Doug Mackey, remember him? The one that posted the obvious joke meme about Hillary Clinton? He just got 7 months in prison thanks to our corrupt justice system found guilty of election interference. They had zero interference. Any voter changed their vote based on the memes? Zero. But he got 7 months anyway. Elon Musk, of course, jumped all over that. Said this whole two-tier system is screwed. Well, welcome to our club, Elon. Yep. Top law firm has reportedly rescinded its job offers to Ivy League students who signed anti-Israel statements. Yep. Wow. Davis Polk, first one out of the gate. Gotta love it. All of these and more good news on the email blast we're going to get to you, including news about the Orionid meteor shower coming to rain down on the earth this fall. All you need to know. Check it out when it comes in your inbox. Go subscribe to the powerhour.com newsletter when you get there. We will be back tomorrow with our Friday edition here of the Power Hour. In the meantime, thank you all for joining us. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.